Good afternoon. Hope you're still having an awesome Erev Pesach. So I want to share with you a beautiful thought that my son-in-law shared with me on the way back from shul this past Shabbat. As we're going to be reading in the Haggadah shortly, there was a special Pesach Seder where a bunch of the great rabbis were getting together, five of them to be exact. And one can only imagine the amazing ideas that were being shared, the inspirational teachings that must have been flying back and forth. And then the paragraph shares that they were so into it that they kept going throughout the entire night until the students came to tell them, hey guys, it's morning and it's time to go daven. Simple story with an inspiring message of how people could get into it all night long. However, did you ever ask why, if all of these great rabbis and teachers were around the table together, did all of their students not want to be at their table and sit around as they often do, listening to their words of wisdom? Wouldn't that have been a chance of a lifetime? But no, they only came in the morning to tell them that services, minyan, was starting. Why is that? So my son-in-law shared with me that perhaps this is to teach us that as great as going to rabbis' lecturers are, and they are important, the Masorah, our transmission of our Jewish identity, belief in God, Jewish life, and practice, for that the most important factor is what a parent hands down to their child. Sitting at one's own family table is the most important table that exists. Sure, we give kids Jewish education, and that's important, but the real thing that decides it for most kids is what they see in their own home. This idea feels especially real for the Lipner family this year as we sit down for the first time ever with four generations around a single table. My parents on one end of it and our new grandson at the other end wearing his my first Passover bib as he is brought into the glorious privilege of transmission of our people, our belief in Hashem, and is the next proud bearer of our mission in this world that's been lasting for thousands of years in glorious fashion. So may all of our tables successfully reinforce the chain that we are all a part of, because, Chevra, it's a privilege. Wishing you and your families a Chag Sameach, and on that note, have an awesome Pesach Seder. In fact, two of them, and I look forward to seeing you after Yontif.